Mark, are we going to see a domino effect from here?
I think everything is day-to-day, and I would say, if you ask me yes or no on that question, I would say yes, we are, except the dominoes are going to be irregular. I mean, and not everybody's playing with the same dominoes, right? Because the Ivy League isn't offer football scholarships. Those are all real students there. The Big Ten has its own TV contract, so does the SEC, so does the Pac-12, has its own network. So every conference is going to do it on its own way. And that surprised me a little bit that they can't all get together. But on the other hand, you know, this virus is different in different parts of the country, so why not? But what applies today might not apply tomorrow.
That's so true. Mark, I don't understand the Big Ten's announcement this afternoon by eliminating non-conference games. I mean, what does that actually do in terms of risk reduction? I mean, it just seems like kind of an odd pairing back to me.
Yeah, well, here's what it does. First of all, non-conference games are traditionally played in September. And so that gives them more leeway in terms of adjusting to whatever the ground conditions are going to be. It gives them more time. Secondly, it reduces the amount of travel, of course, to these non-conference games. And so, for example, the Big Ten, I think one of their teams I know was going to play at Oregon this year. And so now they don't have to make that trip and risk whatever might be the outcome of that. It makes things more compact within the conference, and it also allows them, if it wishes, and I've just come into that myself and looking at that information, it looks to me like they've built in some kind of leeway, I guess I would call them leeway weeks, where everybody has like 2 or 3 weeks where there would normally be bye weeks, but if, for example, a team has everybody tests positive and they have to postpone a game, it gives them flexibility to do that. In other words, it gives them 3 months to play 9 games or 10 games instead of 12 or 13.
Mark, I'm seeing some buzz about the possibility of a spring football season. Is that feasible? That creates all kinds of challenges.
It does, but that's really what the Ivy League is kind of counting on. It's counting on being able to play football in the spring, and of course, that's possible. Who knows what it's going to look like a month from now? And you know, there are a lot of moving parts. But if the TV networks would go along with that, and what the other thing, what we have not talked about is, a lot of campuses still haven't decided exactly what they're going to do, and a number of universities, this really will, in the end, will come down to the university presidents. Some university presidents say, you know, if we don't have students on campus, we're not going to play sports. And, University of Arizona, for example, is still kind of up in the air about all that. So, would they convince everybody, let's just go play in the spring instead? I don't know, but you know, right now some of the athletes have gathered on their campuses and some are testing positive. And I actually was speaking to a class at Stanford, an online class at Stanford last night, and one of the participants said that he knew that not students at Stanford, but at another school that he knew about, the athletes were gathering and they weren't exactly following the social distance regulations. So this is a very complicated thing.